What about now? I'd like to take some time out to explain my pains. When I was a little boy, I used to say things like, I would never fall in love. Because all of the hurt and the change that I've seen others go through, because of that thing called love. I was so proud of the little girl.
Hey, thank you, Daddy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your girl, Frankie LaShare of Daddy's Girl Podcast. How in the world are you doing? Once again, we meet, and certainly once again, we greet. And I'm going to have to say Happy New Year. Yeah, I know that this is the second month of the new year. However, this is the very first episode of 2024. So, Happy New Year. So, with that being said, I am going to share with you today's episode, the very first episode of 2024. And how I'm going to introduce this is by saying this first. I went back to my previous recordings or previous episodes that I had posted, and I saw one that really stuck out to me. And it stuck out because it had such a great review. And the ratings were high, and so was the downloads. And it actually was, let's see here, I'm looking right, yeah, it was 564 downloads. And it was amazing. And I think the reason why that was one of the particular high episodes with the most downloads is because of the title and what it was about, what it entailed. It was titled Finding Your Twin Flame. Yeah. And, you know, I noticed on social media that a lot of people are actually trying to find the one. Men trying to find the one, so are women. And it's, you know, especially on Instagram, there are a lot of people that are posting videos about their twin flames. Or maybe finding the twin flames, or perhaps finding that they already have the twin flames, and or their soulmates. And I realize that it's not easy to find the one. And I have not really been looking, honestly. And sometimes the situation introduces itself to you. Sometimes it just shows up out of nowhere. And I recently had to face, I'm not going to say it was a situation, but I recently found myself revisiting a feeling that I thought that I had put away like so far back where it's not like I didn't want to relive it or feel it again, but I thought that I was just at the point where I was I had learned to live without it. And honestly, I didn't. I really didn't. So with that being said, today's title, I'm going to call it Twin Flame versus the Soulmate. Yep, that's what I'm going to call it. Okay, so here's my moment of truth. And the reason that I give it the title Twin Flame versus Soulmate, because I've had my twin flames. I've had a good bit of them. You know, we actually are able to have more than one twin flame. Yeah, we do have more than one. But I think for me, in my opinion, having a soulmate is just a one-time thing. You know, once in a lifetime. And either you embrace it or you don't, type deal. And I think for me, it's hard when you meet someone who you consider your soulmate and you can't spend your life with them. it's hurtful. It really is. And those that know me, I am pretty much an open book, especially when I am sharing my life with my audience as a podcaster. You know, I am pretty much, I guess I'm not, I don't have a problem being open. I'll say that. So it's a person that I met. I would say maybe 3 years ago. It was just easy conversation at first, you know, and it was nice. The conversation is what really had me. You know, it wasn't anything about the looks, the physical, which the looks weren't bad at all. Very easy on the eyes. But anything that's stimulating as far as conversation, for me, yeah, you got me. And the conversation was on a spiritual level. And I enjoyed every minute of it. Because at that time, I would say that I was going through a spiritual awakening as to where I was learning a lot of spiritual things. The spiritual things I was learning. And it wasn't about religion, but it was more of the spiritual for me. You know, I've been in church all my life. But on this journey right here, spiritual journey, I feel like I've learned so much more than sitting inside of a church building. And I don't take anything away from church or anything like that. And I'm not trying to get off the subject, but when you find someone that talks the same talk that you talk, it's like, wow, tell me more. I want to hear more. And that's how the conversation was. And when you find someone that you can open up to, you find someone that you can be yourself, damn. You don't want to lose that. And I found myself where I was all that. I was feeling all these different emotions, but they were good emotions. Have you ever been with someone and that you could totally feel when they were going through something or dealing with something? You may not have been with them in the right and at the same space and time, but you could really feel them. Yeah, that kind of connection. And I felt that kind of connection with this person. And for me, it took things to another level before it actually physically went to another level. And, you know, as I said, I'm going to be honest and be open. I've never felt that with anybody. I never felt that with anyone before. I was married for 7 years. And I never felt that with my ex-husband. Being so connected and being so entwined that I don't even have to be with you to know that something's bothering you, or to know that something's hurting you, or to know that something's scaring you. I didn't have to be there, but I knew. That's a real connection. And that's why I say that was my soulmate. And I'm not saying was, because he is. Are we together? No, we're not. But he's definitely my soulmate. Twin flames. I've had a couple of them. And I think twin flames comes in our lives to teach us lessons. Because I definitely learned lessons from each of the twin flames that I've had in my life, whether they're good or bad. But with a twin flame, you do things that you mirror each other. It's like you do things that you see, the things that you see in you that you don't like about yourself, you happen to see that in your twin flame. Or when they do or say something and then you respond to it in a negative way and it really affects them. All you're doing is taking that mirror and reflecting everything that they see. It's, you're showing them. They don't like what they see. They don't like looking in that mirror because it's like, I'm seeing something I don't like about me. And see, a lot of times we do not take the time to get to know people. You know, we kind of allow our emotions to run high and we don't give our chances, ourselves enough time to know and learn a person. And then we want to blame them for the hurt. Mm-mm. That's not always the case. And with me and the twin flames that I've been involved with, it's been a cycle where things seem to repeat themselves. And it's because of the choices that I made to accept or not accept. But it hits very differently when it's a soulmate. And this does make me a bit emotional because you see something in a person and they don't see it in themselves, and you try to encourage and try to love and try to be there, and sometimes if that person is not ready for that, it could become a situation where again, you're hurt. But it's still a difference from the hurt that you receive from a twin flame. It hurts a little bit more when it's a soulmate. You know, and honestly, a lot of people don't believe in this type thing, but I do. I believe that we knew each other in another life. I don't know if I was if I played the male role or he was the female, or maybe he was my dad in another life. I don't know. But I feel like I'd known him like before this time. And that's what makes it even more sacred. Like, I knew you. I knew you before. I just don't remember where. But it's special. And it's like, this time has represented itself, and I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to handle it because it's so fragile. And I'm not saying the person, because I'm not. It's just the idea, and it's just. You don't want to lose that feeling that you once had, but you're afraid to walk into it. You're afraid to embrace it. So what do you do? How do you handle that? In the last episode, or the first episode that I did, it says the title was Finding Your Twin Flames. And I brought in some resources that I did some research online. But this particular episode right here, I don't need anybody's research. Experience is the best teacher. And the experience that I had in finding out that I met my soulmate, and the experiences that I had when I felt that I lost my soulmate, and then meeting twin flames, is just not the same. It's like that person that you see or you find as a soulmate, anybody that comes after that is no competition. Because the love, the connection, it's everything. And as I said before, it was very much a spiritual connection. And I think coming together physically made it that much more magical. Yeah. So, I don't know what's to come of it. But, I know what I would like to happen. You know, life has so many obstacles and so many ups and downs, and you just don't know, really know how to pinpoint life sometimes, you know. I have a friend, and her and I talk about things, and you know, especially things in life, you know, when we go through certain things. And you know, I laugh at her because she said, you know what, life just be lifing. And it does. Like, why couldn't it be simple? You know, the song that Lauryn Hill has in the first verse, she says it could all be so simple, but you'd rather make it hard. I don't want it to be hard. I want it to be so simple, just as easy as it is to make a decision about knowing what you want, and you move towards it. That's how I want it to be. But unfortunately, when you have other things and you have different priorities in life, it makes it a little bit more difficult. So I I don't know how this situation may end or what it's going to be like, but you know, was it closure? I hope not. You know, was it just a taste of what could possibly be? I don't know. But I'm certainly done with the twin flames. I'm done twin flaming. You know, I really want to be ready to embrace the life with a soulmate. And if I'm not ready, then I would ask God to prepare me. You know, it's just a lot in life that you want to do, but you want to share it with that special person. The things that I like, the things that he likes. And I'm just speaking in general, but you want to be able to share the likes and the loves and even the dislikes and the things you don't love. It's beautiful to have those things in life, and it's beautiful to share that with someone. And what I learned about having a twin flame, you become that person for them. You become that person of healing, the person of loving, the person that when they feel fear, when they're fearful, they can run. You become that sacred space. This is why I chose this song. This is NDIRE, which is one of my very favorite artists. But this song right here hits home in so many ways, on so many levels. The video is called Welcome Home. It's two of her songs combined into one. The first one is Crazy, and it goes into the song Sacred Space. The latter part of that video, or I should say the second part of the video, is, I believe, her meeting her twin flame versus her soulmate. And at the end, she gets her soulmate. I hope that that becomes my story and my happy ending. I don't know. But it's like wanting to know the end before it even begins. You know, just like watching the series. And it's like, I want to watch everything, but I can't wait to get to the end. I want to see how the end is going to end. But you don't want to skip all the good parts either. And I don't. One thing I realize about me is in a relationship, I give my heart. I don't like to play with it, and I don't like to be played with, because it hurts. Matters of the heart? Don't hurt. Don't hurt me. Because I'm not going to hurt you. Because when you have that person's heart in your hands, you want to make sure that you take care of it and be gentle with it. Because it's fragile. If you think about a doctor that operates on a person and they're giving some type of surgery on a heart, there's certain things they cannot do. There's certain places they cannot go because the heart is fragile. And if you watch any doctor shows, I love Grey's Anatomy. I've seen episodes when the doctor actually took a patient's heart out of their bodies, but they had carried it over to where it's like they carry it with their life, like if their life depends on it. Basically, with the person's heart in your hands, the life of that person is in your hands. You don't want to fumble like it's a football, right? So you want to be gentle with it. You want to be able to take care of it and nurture it and love it and give it what it needs to heal if it's broken. That's what your soulmate is about. Finding the place of healing. But it's hard when there's so much in between. Can you fight for it? Are you going to fight to get rid of those in-betweens so that you can finally come together? How do you handle that? What do you do? It's a scary thing. It is. But for me, I am at a loss. I really don't know how to handle this. I really don't. And I'm kind of speechless at the moment. And there's never really been a time where I've been speechless. Because I always have something to say. No matter what. But at this moment and this time, I honestly feel like, okay, God, are you bringing this back for a reason? Or is it just me? Is it something that I want, so it's been manifested? What is it? I want to see God in this. But then sometimes God shows you things and you have to face the truth that may not be the truth that you want. Yeah. Wow. I can't even get my words out right now. This has been a moment for me, the first time. And you know, usually when I mess up on words and I'm trying to say something and it doesn't come out clear, I have the ability to edit it before it's even posted, and you guys would never even know that it's been edited. But right now I'm in a vulnerable state where I'm just going to let it flow. And I'm just going to say what I feel. And that's just going to be that. I love you. I've always loved you. Even though there's been space and time between us, it has nothing to do with how I feel about you. I care about you. I care about your well-being. And if we may not ever get back together, just know that you made a difference, even though you may not think so. But you helped me to experience being with a soulmate. I thank you for that. I appreciate you for that, King. And I say King because I've always seen you as that. Even though you would say, no, I'm not. I don't care what you say. I know what I see. But thank you for the moment. And I think I can end it right there. I think I said enough. And I hope that what I had to say was very helpful to some. But as I said, go on YouTube and find this video. It's by NDRE and it's called Welcome Home. And that's definitely a Twin Flame versus Soulmate moment. Because when I'm done recording, I'm actually going to watch it again. And I just want to tell you before I end it, you're my favorite place. You are my sacred space. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Maybe we'll meet again in another lifetime. I don't know. But this lifetime would definitely be nice. Because we're both here now.
When the wind starts to blow, when the lightning starts to strike, when the thunder starts to roll, when this life becomes a fight, you are where I put my gloves down. When I'm running out of time, you are where I go to slow down. You are my favorite place. You are my sacred space. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Where I go to be moved, where I go to be still, your love makes me new. Presence I heal. You are my favorite place. You are my sacred space. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. you are. No walls, no one, no calls, no weapons formed, no law. What for? You are where I go to feel, to remember what is real. Ooh. You are my favorite place. You are my sacred space. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.